This is a Flashbooks audio summary on Awaken the Giant Within, how to take immediate control of your mental, emotional, physical, and financial journey. Written and published by GetFlashBooks.com, narrated by Dean Bakari, original author, Anthony Robbins. Tony Robbins is probably the most influential figure in the world of personal development. He's the author of multiple best-selling books and a sought-after peak performance coach for a wide range of people, from entrepreneurs and politicians to athletes and actors. He has helped a whole lot of folks up their game in life and business. And in Awaken the Giant Within, he lays out some of his best strategies on how you too can get the best out of yourself on a daily basis by teaching you how to effectively manage your emotions, your body, your relationships, and even your financial situation. In the book, Tony focuses on the psychology of change and takes you through the actionable steps and lessons necessary to learn how to gain control of your own life, how to shape your destiny in the direction you want to go, and how to become happier and more successful than you ever thought possible. Everything you need in order to make lasting changes in life is already within you, and that's a huge point that he threads throughout the book. The big ideas from this book, essentially, will just teach you how to dig the best version of yourself out. It's already there. It's just going to help you. These big ideas will discuss how to help you live up to your full potential, how to dig out the best version of yourself and live it out on a daily basis. Here's what you'll learn about specifically in this book summary. How damaging self-talk can hold you back from your potential and cause you to focus on the negatives rather than the positives. The 7 steps you can start taking today to gain control over every area of your life again. And finally, we'll discuss the benefits of dreaming big and setting goals for the future and what you can do right now to make those goals a reality. Crucial quotes. Quote, if you don't set a baseline standard for what you'll accept in your life, you'll find it's easy to slip into behaviors and attitudes or a quality of life that's far below what you deserve. Quote, remember, success truly is the result of good judgment. Good judgment is the result of experience, and experience is often the result of bad judgment. Quote, making a true decision means committing to achieving a result and then cutting yourself off from any other possibility. Tweetable summary. You can live the life you desire and deserve the moment you decide to do so. Part 1. Unleash your power. Big idea number 1. Decisions. Your pathway to power. We all want to live our best lives. That goes without saying. Oftentimes, we even spend hours of time sitting and dreaming about what that ideal future might look like. But how many of us actually take the necessary steps to start turning that dream existence into the reality of our future lives? Tony tells us that we're always making decisions in life that bring us to where we are today and where we end up in the future. More specifically, he writes about 3 big decisions that control our ultimate destiny. The first decision that controls our ultimate destiny, our ultimate results in life, our outcomes, is what we focus on, what we decide to focus on. Number 2 is what we decide things mean to us. And thirdly, our decisions about what to do to create the results we desire. So again, number 1 is about your decisions about what to focus on. Number 2, your decisions about what things mean to you. And number 3, your decisions about what to do to create the results you desire. It's about your actions that you decide to take or not to take. Now, take a moment to just think about a meaningful event that occurred in your life about 10 years ago or so. Or perhaps think about some of the big political events that happened in the world about a decade ago. Now, if you really try to put yourself in the mental place that you were in back then, 10 years ago, it can really feel unreal how quickly the time's flown by. Poof, just like that, 10 whole years, a decade, has just flown by. And it feels like it was just yesterday that you were bringing your first child back home from the hospital, that you're just getting married, that you went on your first date, that you started your business, and look now, 10 years later, here you are. 10 years later, it feels like it was just yesterday that you were doing or going or seeing that important memory. You know, looking forward, 10 years can feel different though. When you look backwards in time, it seems like it's just flown by. But when you look forward, 10 years can feel like an eternity. But in reality, the time sweeps by just the same. The time sweeps by faster than any of us can comprehend. But what if you chose to think about time differently? What if you took control of your future? Rather than allowing it to fly past you without noticing it or acknowledging it, you can choose to be intentional about how you want the next 10 years to look. Different actions produce different results. So take the time to form the path you want to travel in the next decade. Grab a journal and write down your answers to the following questions, or take out your note-taking device of choice. And go ahead and hit pause if you can right now, if you're not driving, or if you are unable to hit pause right now. Remember to come back to this later on and actually physically do this exercise. First, you want to journal about your answers to the first question here that we're going to go over. And that is, what kind of person do you want to become 10 years from now? Who do you want to be 10 years from now? Define the future version of yourself. And the second question that you want to journal your answer to is one big question about your dreams and goals, and then several sub-questions that allow you to create a timeline. Let me tell you what I mean. Journal your answer to this question. What dreams and goals do I want to accomplish over the next 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, 6 months, and 30 days? What are the big dreams that you want to accomplish over the next decade? Write down your answer for 10 years from now. What do you want to have accomplished? What do you want to have, be, do, or become? And then 5 years from now, answer the same question. 3 years from now, answer the same question. 1 year, 6 months, 30 days, all the way down to this week. You essentially want to work backwards from the end goal, that ultimate top-level 10-year goal that you have for yourself, and then work backwards from that end goal so that you can see what you need to have accomplished in 9 years, for instance, to get to your goal for 10 years, and then what you need to have accomplished in 8 years to get to your goal for 9, and 7, and so on, until you know exactly what you need to do today. Till you know exactly what you need to do, go backwards from a year to 9 months to 6 months to 90 days to 30 days, all the way down to this week, all the way down to right here, right now, what actions you need to take in order to accomplish your ultimate future goal, your 10-year goal. And so make your goal for the future an obtainable reality. It's all about taking that decade goal and then chunking it down to the 5 years, the 3 years, the 1-year goal, the 6-month goal, the monthly goals, the weekly goals. It's all about connecting everything upwards so that every action that you take is, in essence, in every small way, some small way, helping you achieve a bigger goal and a bigger goal and a bigger goal until you reach your ultimate goal. And so this allows you to obtain some clarity, a vision about what you want your life to be about. And as a side note, if you're not sure exactly how you want to start setting your goals, we've actually created a science-backed goal-setting flowchart for you to help you out. You can download it, print it out for free at deanbokhari.com/flowchart. That's deanbokhari.com/flowchart, flowchart. deanbokhari.com/flowchart. That's deanbokhari.com/flowchart. Now, again, you can print it out, you can download it, it's totally free. And now let's get back to the summary. Let's talk about how Tony used this goal technique in his own life. When he was at his lowest point, sitting in his tiny little apartment, feeling helpless, completely out of control in life, He was overweight, out of shape, his finances were a train wreck, and he really felt like he had nothing to look forward to in life. And learning to focus on the goals that he had and finding a way to work towards them every day was the solution that caused him to accomplish more in the next decade than most people could do with several lifetimes. Now, if you want to live your life at the highest level but feel like maybe you're short on resources or short on skills or short on anything else, keep in mind that it's your decisions and not your conditions that determine your destiny. It's up to you. In other words, you can change your life the moment you decide to do so. And in the coming big ideas, we'll talk about some successful, useful strategies that you can utilize to help you do exactly that. Big idea number two, change happens in an instant. Quote, "Things do not change, we change." Henry David Thoreau. How long does it really take to make a lasting change in life? A lot of folks assume that it takes years of intense therapy with counselors that dig deep in your childhood history to dig up the pains of your past. But Tony actually believes that long-lasting changes can happen in an instant, immediately, and simply depend on reshaping your neurological focus so that a negative thought loop is broken. One way to do that is by tapping into the power of questions. Here's how Tony puts it. Questions, he says, immediately change what we are focusing on and therefore how we feel. If you keep asking questions like, how come I'm so depressed, or why doesn't anybody like me, you'll focus on, look for, and find references to back up the idea that there's a reason for you to feel depressed and unloved. As a result, you'll stay in those unresourceful states. If instead you ask, how can I change my state so that I am feeling happy and am being more lovable? You'll focus on solutions if you do that. That's a better question. Even if your brain initially responds, there's nothing I can do, but you persist with a sense of certainty and expectation in spite of it all, then eventually you'll get the answers you need and deserve. You'll come up with the authentic reasons for feeling better, and as you focus on them, your emotional state will immediately follow suit. At his seminars, Tony regularly brings up people that have deep physical and emotional problems like overeating or smoking, and he transforms their behaviors in an instant by making them rethink damaging habits that they've got in a completely new way. In one instance, a man's 5-year-old daughter was brought up to beg him to stop smoking so that he could live to see her married and have kids. So he created a vivid image of how it could be like if he stopped smoking and what it could be like if he continued to smoke and how he would miss out on seeing his daughter grow up and get married and see her have kids. In another instance, a chocolate addict was required to eat nothing but chocolate until he felt so sick that he didn't want to touch the treat again. In both cases, these men had been struggling to overcome these addictions for years, but only found success when their entire mindset was changed, and when their entire mindset was changed immediately through vivid imagery, by visualizing what could be and what the consequences were, and what could potentially happen if they stopped doing what they were doing. One of the reasons that people don't often change their behaviors immediately is that this goes against our cultural narrative of what change is. Long-lasting change from bad behaviors to good behaviors is quote-unquote supposed to be hard, and oftentimes we don't believe that change will really be permanent unless there's a struggle involved. Not only is this untrue, claims Tony, it's actually damaging because it prevents us from moving to action to actually make changes. To believe that change is possible, it's important that we internalize the following three messages. Read them, write them down, say them out loud, and then do all of that again until you believe that in order to change anything in life, you must recognize that number one, something must change. And then number two, that you must change it. And thirdly, that you can change it. Number one, again, you need to recognize if you want to change anything that something's got to change. One of your behaviors, your thoughts, what you're doing, who you're seeing, what you're surrounding yourself with, what you're thinking about and the actions that you're taking, the environment that you're in, your condition, something's got to change. And number two, that you must change it, that it has to be an absolute must. And then thirdly, that you can, that it's possible for you to do so. It's possible for you to make that change. Now, if you internalize these three messages, you'll be on your way to making massive changes at every level of life. And we'll talk more about the strategies, but first it begins with realizing and believing that it's actually a possibility for you to do so. Because if that's not there, then it's nearly impossible to actually move on and move forward with these other strategies if you don't believe that it's possible in the first place and you don't recognize that something's got to change in the first place and that you absolutely must do it, or that desire is there and that you believe that you can actually make that change. Big idea number three, learning the vocabulary of long-term success. Quote, "A powerful agent is the right word. Whenever we come upon one of these intensely right words, the resulting effect is physical as well as spiritual and electrically prompt." Mark Twain. How much credit do you give the words that you use for affecting your life? If you're like most people, probably not enough. Not only can words change your emotional state immediately, they're able to convey complex messages to you that most likely go underneath your conscious mind so that you aren't even aware of them. When used correctly, words can motivate us, inspire us, and move us, and get us to change our behavior dramatically. But when used incorrectly, they can stop us from making any positive progress at all. How can words have so much of an impact? Well, because words are the way we communicate our feelings to not just other people, but also ourselves. By labeling an emotion as furious, we are able to put ourselves in a category of feeling where our pulse has quickened, our heartbeat goes a little bit faster, our vision's blurred, and we feel ready to explode at any moment's notice. Just as critically, labeling what once was simply mild anger as rage can actually cause your anger levels to be raised to the level of rage simply by suggesting that it is. In this way, the words that we use control the emotional spectrum that we experience. Again, if somebody just cut you off in traffic, that's really not that big of a deal, is it? Sure, it can make you angry, but does it really require us to become enraged, to explode as if somebody just punched us in the face? It's not as bad as that, is it? It's just somebody just cut you off in traffic. But sometimes we get so worked up over these things that we make ourselves angrier than we really want to be. Instead of just being a little ticked off, we become enraged. So that's what we mean, again, to revert back to what we just discussed here about being furious and labeling things and making ourselves angrier, taking mild anger and turning it into rage, even when it doesn't help us. So again, in this way, the words that we use control the emotional spectrum that we experience. And most people use fewer than a dozen words to describe their emotions in a given week, meaning that they tend to keep themselves emotionally stunted. And if you want to change your emotional states for the better, you need to control the words that you use to describe your feelings. In the book, Tony lays out a number of word substitutions that you can use to replace words with negative associations to those with positive associations, such as anxious to expectant, saying, "I'm not feeling anxious, I'm feeling expectant," right? And instead of saying, "I'm totally exhausted," to saying, "I need to recharge. It's time for some recharging." So just using these little replacements and substitutions for words and sentences and rearranging them a little bit, reframing them from negative associated words to positively associated words can really go a long way in helping you grow and achieve those results that you want. And these small changes will affect how you label yourself, and they'll allow you to move in a more positive direction emotionally simply because you won't be bogged down with the baggage of overly negative and untrue emotions. Big idea number four, the 10-day mental overhaul. Quote, "Habit is either the best of servants or the worst of masters." Nathaniel Emmons. Now, as we've already mentioned, creating a lasting change in life can happen in an instant. And changes to your mental mindset can happen just as fast. In the book, Tony has outlined some key strategies that you can utilize to transform your entire mindset about the state of your life and your future, and to do it in 10 days. The plan will prevent you from dwelling on problems and to instead focus on solutions that you can utilize to make your entire life better. And to follow the plan, simply follow the following four simple rules for the next 10 days. Rule number one, no more disempowering thought patterns. Refuse to let yourself think about anything that's unproductive or disempowering for yourself for the next 10 days. Again, remember, stick to all of these rules religiously and then figure out whether you want to maintain them. And as Tony writes about in the book, once you follow the rules and you try them out for 10 days, you'll notice a dramatic shift in your mindset and your entire approach to life, and you'll want to maintain them and reinforce them. But in order to see for yourself, it's important that you stick to them for the next 10 days. Again, rule number one, no more disempowering thought patterns. Whenever you have a disempowering thought, catch that thought, replace it with something else. Rule number two, force yourself to find something useful out of every situation, even if it's a negative one. Again, force yourself to find something useful out of every situation. Now, when you find yourself breaking rule number one, which you will, redirect your mind to a better, more positive mental state by looking to find the positive in every situation, no matter how difficult it seems to be. That's what rule number two is, forcing yourself to find something useful out of every situation. Rule number three, focus on solutions and not problems. Keep all of your mental focus on solutions. Anytime a problem arises, anytime something painful and problematic happens in life, figure out the solution. Focus on the solution. Think about, what can I do to make this better? How can I fix this? Rather than thinking about, oh gosh, this is such a terrible situation I'm in. That's thinking about the problem. Thinking about the solution is, okay, this is the situation. We need to accept the facts for the facts. This is reality. Now, let's talk about what we can do to get ourselves out of it. How can we move forward from this? How can we grow? What do we need to do in order to turn this thing around? That's focusing on the solution. Rule number four, let failure move you forward rather than hold you backward. Do not beat yourself up when you fail to follow these guidelines. Instead, use each setback as an opportunity for improving for the future. If you forget about one of the rules, that's fine, that's natural. Bring yourself back to them. Again, practice these four rules every single day. Rule number one again, no more disempowering thoughts. Rule number two, force yourself to find something useful out of every situation. Rule number three, focus on solutions, not problems. And finally, rule number four, let failure move you forward rather than hold you backward. Practice these four rules every single day. At the end of your 10 days, you'll have reworked your own neurological pathways enough to have begun to form new habits and thought patterns in your brain. Now, instead of getting laden down with problems that seemingly don't have answers, your brain will actually begin to look for solutions for every problem that it faces. Part 2, Taking Control, the Master System. Big idea number 5, using your life values as a personal compass. Quote, "Nothing splendid has ever been achieved except by those who dared believe that something inside of them was superior to circumstance." Bruce Barton. There's a reason why the most universally respected people in our culture are the ones that have aligned their value systems with their actions. Would Gandhi have been as powerful if he had given up his stance against nonviolent protest and started throwing some fists, put his dukes up? Hardly. The values that we set for ourselves guide our entire life, from the jobs that we hold, to the people that we spend our time with, to the things that we think about doing or not doing. Moreover, what you value most in life is what you will endlessly pursue. So many people go through life without actively deciding what they want to strive for. And this causes them pain when they continue to go after things that don't lead to the happiness they're looking for. A better way to live life is to make a conscious decision about what you value most and do everything in your power to align every decision you make with that value system. If you don't know what the highest value is for you, Tony recommends that you sit down and be with yourself until you identify it. Like, really, why waste any more time in your life without a concrete goal to work towards, right? So think of your inner values as a compass that points you in the direction you need to go in life. With a properly tuned compass, every decision becomes easier to make because you can eliminate every option that doesn't push you forward in the direction of your values. Big idea number 6, expand your identity. When you see someone using drugs, do you think of them as a drug addict or as someone who has a drug problem? The identity and labeling that we give to those around us is revealing as to how much of their identity we actually attribute to their problems. This person might have drug problems, but does that necessarily make them a drug addict? If they figured out a way to overcome their drug problems, then they'd no longer be drug addicts, right? In the same way, again, the identity and labeling that we give to those around us is revealing as to how much of their identity we attach to their problems. In the same way, the way that you can create a long-term change in your life is to shift your perception of your identity. Our beliefs about ourselves are the ways that we value things, either as good or as bad, or as helpful or as hurtful. These beliefs make up our overall identity, and often many of the assumptions that are made are unconscious and easily manipulated. Research has consistently shown that poor achieving kids who are told they're gifted consistently perform at the gifted level in their classrooms. By taking on the sense of being gifted into their own identities, they make it part of themselves and actually benefit from the belief. Same principle can work on you as well. If, for example, you think of yourself as an overeater or an angry person, then you'll see these characteristics as an innate part of yourself that's difficult, if not completely impossible, to change. However, if you think of yourself as having a problem with portion control or having difficulty controlling angry emotions, you'll see these behaviors as something separate from yourself, from your overall identity. And likewise, you'll give yourself a much better chance of controlling them, changing them. Hold yourself to a higher standard. Change your identity about who you are, and you will be amazed how much easier it is to stop your bad habits. Part 3, shape your life. Big idea number 7, 7 steps to change your life. Throughout his years of counseling, Tony has identified 7 simple steps that everyone can take to change their lives and move it in a better direction. All you need to do is consciously address each of these specific trouble areas in your life and make a decision to expect better from yourself and from your own life. You can follow these 7 steps by focusing completely on one of them for each day of the week and repeat the entire process for as many weeks as it takes to make those long-lasting changes that you seek. Let's break them down one by one. Day 1, emotional destiny. Day 1 is all about your emotions. You want to take control. You want to focus on taking control of your emotions on this day and using them to shape your life the way that you want it to be. Day one is all about allowing you to feel your emotions, recognize them, be responsible for them, and control them to move yourself in the direction that you want to move yourself in, rather than allow your emotions to control you. So for example, when you get up in the morning and you feel tired and uninspired to go to the gym, use your emotions. Think about what it could be like, how much healthier you could be, what you could look like, how great it would feel if you got up in the morning and actually went to the gym. That'll get your inspiration flowing in your body and your brain. And also, just to reinforce it, think about how sluggish you'll feel and how uninspired and unenergized and how the weight will stay on and you won't be reaching your fitness goals if you stay in bed and don't work out. So use your emotions instead of allowing them to use you. Day number two is about your physical destiny. In the same way that you focus on fine-tuning your mind, strive to keep your body in peak physical condition so that it can keep you healthy and whole. So day two is all about focusing on your physical health and well-being. Think about wellness. Go work out. Think about creating a routine for your health and wellness, a fitness routine, your lifestyle, the way in which you eat, what you're putting into your body, moving around more, things of that nature. That's what you want to focus on when it comes to day two. Moving on to day three. Day three is your relationship destiny. Enhance your primary relationships. Learn to invest deeply into other people by becoming more attuned to their lives and experiences. That's what you want to focus on when it comes to day three. Day four is your financial destiny. By the way, I'm not sure why exactly Tony loves this word destiny, other than the fact that it originates from the word destination. So he's probably alluding to outcomes here. So that's probably why he loves using this word, because the first 4 days are all about your destiny, your emotional destiny, your physical destiny, your relationship destiny, and financial destiny. So going back to day four, take control of your money situation. Think about your finances by finding ways for each dollar to do more for you. Don't become a slave to your income. Make your income your slave. So on this day, you want to focus on, how can you make your money work for you? What investments could you make? How could you leverage other people? How could you perhaps create a service? How could you be more of a service to your employer or to your customers, your clients? This is a day to think about your finances in abundance and creating more. Day number five is about becoming impeccable with your code of conduct. On this day, keep your values aligned with your actions. That's what you want to focus on this day. Keeping your values aligned with your actions and lasting change will begin to occur in your life if you do this, so long as you behave consistently. On this day, you just want to think about, okay, these are my values, right? Once you've identified your values as per our earlier big idea, and perhaps once you've journaled them out, listed them out, thought intentionally about what your values are and the way in which you want to live your life, on this day, just be as mindful as possible about, okay, am I living my values? I said I wanted to become more present, for instance. Am I really as present as possible with my son right now? Am I really as present as possible with my spouse right now? Am I looking at her in the eyes when she's speaking to me? And am I really trying to understand where she's coming from? Or are my eyeballs darting back and forth from her and my iPhone, right? So that's an example of being impeccable with your code of conduct. If one of your values was to be as present as possible and you are not living that value to your highest potential, then this is a good time to really reinforce that, catch yourself, and be as mindful as possible about that. And again, you know, the first step to changing anything is becoming aware of the necessity that you need to change it, becoming aware of the fact that it's a problem. And then you can move forward with fixing it, changing it, and growing from it. Day number 6 is about mastering your time and your life. On this day, you want to find ways to use time to your advantage instead of allowing it to keep you stressed and anxious. So on this day, perhaps you could go over your productivity plans. Perhaps you could go over whatever system it is that you use, if you use a system to keep yourself organized, and go over it, review it. If you haven't done a weekly review in a long time, then this might be a good time to just look at it again, do your review, revamp your whole system if necessary, clean out your inbox, do what you need to do to create a system when it comes to your time and leveraging your time and your energy as much as possible. Day number 7 is about rest and play. Quite simply, just choose at least one day out of the week to rest and rejuvenate, recharge. Don't think about work. Don't think about what you need to do tomorrow. Just relax and play and do something fun, something that allows you to get your mind off of whatever it is that was occupying it for the majority of the week so that you can just recharge your batteries and then get back at it the next day. So as a quick review, day 1, you want to focus on your emotional destiny. Day 2, physical. Day 3, relationship. Day 4, financial. Day 5 is about your code of conduct and being as impeccable as possible with it. Day number 6 is about mastering your time and your life. And day number 7 is about rest and play. Part 4, a lesson in destiny. Big idea number 8, take charge of your destiny. Quote, if you don't set a baseline standard for what you'll accept in your life, you'll find it's easy to slip into behaviors and attitudes or a quality of life that's far below what you deserve. Unquote. The motivation to make changes in your own life leads with you. It needs to come from within you. No one else can give you the motivation that you need to change. However, never underestimate the power that your simple changes, small steps daily can make, both for your own life and for the rest of the world. A small change that you make for bettering your own life can have far-reaching consequences that go far beyond what you ever thought possible for yourself, but it always needs to start with determination. Say you make a change in your own life, and all of a sudden now, your spouse wants to change along with you, and your kids want to change along with you, and your coworkers and your friends, and before you know it, you've created a circle of positivity and growth and personal development all around your own circle of influence, and you've now been responsible for sparking, for igniting a positive change in the lives of everyone that you're surrounded with. How beautiful is that? Now, to make sustainable, lasting changes in life, of course, it needs to start with you. And in order to change things, you need to fight against your own internalized, learned helplessness. Many of us are taught when we're young that lots of what happens in life is beyond our control and shouldn't be fought against. Not only is this belief untrue, it's incredibly damaging and can prevent us from making the progress in life that's necessary to achieve our dreams. Reject this damaging narrative and take control of your own life. Your life will travel in the direction that you point it. So take charge of your destiny to ensure that you keep making steps towards the future that you want to experience. No one's responsible for your future but you. So challenge yourself right here, right now, to awaken the giant within. Closing notes, the key takeaway from this book. The truth is, right now, most of us just aren't living our best lives. There's so many barriers that hold us back from achieving the destiny that we all crave to live, and most of these barriers are self-imposed. To truly wake up your own innate potential, you need to come to terms with the messages that you're sending yourself. Are you dwelling on the negative? Are you talking to yourself in a damaging way? Are you failing to dream big because you just don't really truly believe in your own potential? If so, you're just holding yourself back. You're holding yourself back from living your most fulfilling life possible. You're holding yourself back from living up to your highest potential. Remember, you achieve the standards that you set out for yourself. So by continuing to dream small, you'll limit what you can do. Remove these blinders from your life right now so that your goals are clear, so that you can approach your life with clarity, so you can set concrete goals for the future. And you might be surprised once you do how clear things become, how vivid your vision becomes, and by how much you can truly accomplish in your own life. Actionable insights. First, you are often your own worst enemy. So get rid of negative beliefs of your abilities and you'll start to see success. Listen again to some of those big ideas that we discussed where we talked about some actionable insights, some exercises, those journaling exercises that we discussed. And just listen again and pick up on some of the things that perhaps you missed out on when you were thinking about some of these ideas that we discussed. And start to practice these concepts that we discussed as well, because that's the only way that you'll be able to actually make these changes and take your life to another level. Next, every big achievement starts with a plan put into action. So push yourself towards the future you want by taking baby steps today. If there's a huge goal that you want to accomplish, break it down into the smallest chunk possible that allows you to take action within the next 24 hours. If you've got a huge business idea that you want to move forward on, but it's so big that you haven't been able to get yourself to take action, well, break it down until there's something that you can take action on. Whether that means reserving a domain name, whether that means sending somebody an email, whether that means coming up with a business name, whether that means even putting out a product. Maybe you've got a product ready to go right now, but you've been too nervous about it and you haven't released it to the public. Maybe there's an actionable person, a key individual that you need to make a phone call to, send a message to, send an email to, but you haven't been able to do it. Start that email. Maybe you don't have to send it today. You don't even have to send it today. Just start the email. Outline what you want to talk about on the phone with somebody. Do something to trigger action, to get yourself started, to get the ball rolling, and you'll be able to get yourself to move on to the next step after that, and the next one after that, and the next one after that, until you've created so much momentum that you'll be unstoppable. And finally, remember that your past failures do not have the power to dictate your future. Your decisions do. So decide today that you will take control and awaken the giant within. Thank you for listening to this Flashbooks audio summary on Awaken the Giant Within. Written and published by GetFlashBooks.com, narrated by Dean Bakari, original author Anthony Robbins. For more great self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to anytime, anywhere, visit us at GetFlashBooks.com.